biggest thing is defense did a good job in the first half. Kept it tight. I thought they did a really good job of keeping Kyler in the pocket and making it tough on him. They played good up front, you know, for a long time, and we couldn't play complimentary football on offense. I mean, we had opportunities in the red zone, and, you know, we have a third and fourth and one. We get an interception, and we're not getting anything out of that. And, you know, that just – it's too much for us to overcome. And then, you know, we get to 17-10 and then get them to fourth and one, and then, you know, they convert and then end up scoring and put the game out of reach. So with that, whatever you guys got.
Adam, kind of just picture-wise, you know, where do you go from here at 0-5? How do you kind of keep this team together?
Yeah, I mean, we got to go back to work. We got to get, you know, we got to learn from this film. We got to figure out a way to play, you know, a full 60 minutes. And we need all three phases, you know, playing well together. It's just like one side's playing well, the other side's not, you know, then we finally start getting something going, and then we, you know, we fall apart on the other side and just not giving ourselves a chance to be there in the end.
Adam, when a team goes for it on fourth and one from its own territory after you've just cut it to a touchdown, what is that a sign of there? I mean, it just seems like they had no respect that you guys even could, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that with that quarterback and the skill players they have, you know, there's so much on the table that you can go to. Kyler makes it very difficult. When you basically are third and five or less with him, all your run pass options are available. So you have to play a certain way on defense to take away everything, because you don't know what's coming. It could be zone read. It could just be a straight drop back, play action pass, you know, gadget play. I mean, you got a lot of options. I mean, you got, you know, Hopkins out there who, you know, he's going to give some attention there. So it's just, they have a lot of options there, and they can cause a lot of problems.
Adam, you guys have, in your five games this year, Adam, you guys have lost every one of them by two or more possessions. I mean, why have you had such a problem keeping these games close all the way through to the final whistle?
I mean, it's just, we got to play a full 60 minutes. We got to play more competitive for 60 minutes. We're letting it get away, you know, at a certain point in the game. You know, I mean, those first two games, it's hard to even look at those. And I mean, those got away too early. And then these last two, it's like we have an opportunity to swing the game, and, you know, we're not doing it.
How do you think Joe did?
I think there was a lot of good. I felt, you know, I'll be interested when we go back and watch it just to see how many drops we had. I felt like we had some completions early that could have got us going, and we either had a drop or something happened, whether it be a protection or a busted route. But I mean, I thought he did a pretty good job. I know there's going to be some throws that he wish he had back, or some decisions that he'd rather, you know, probably would want to change. But I mean, it's hard to say without watching the film.
To the best of your knowledge, Adam, right now, where does Sam stand for the next game? Do you think he'll be ready to practice on Wednesday?
I'm not sure, Rich. I'll probably know more tomorrow.
Adam, I'm a third and one.
What happened on the third and one and the fourth and one down in the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to look at that to see exactly what happens, because it was hard to tell from the pictures exactly, you know, what the issue was. It looked like they had some kind of penetration to where it's, you know, we had to stop our feet and try to make a cut. And I don't know if we lost on a backside block when that happened. So, I mean, I have to look at the film and what happened on both those. You know, I really thought the third and one, I thought we were going to get, because usually, you know, anytime we run the ball with Wesco, I mean, we've gotten a yard, you know, and it just seemed like it was just, you know, we got stopped there. I don't know what happened exactly.
Adam, why hasn't the offense been able to find any kind of consistent rhythm? I mean, this is, I don't know, like I said, kind of five games. There's only been one time you've scored more than 17 points. Is it as simple as the guys who are out?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, hey, this is what it would be, you know, if those, you know, other guys are in there. I mean, it's hard to put it all on one group. I mean, I think we're having negative plays at the wrong time. you know, it's, we can't put ourselves in second and long. And then when we do get third and five or less, we got to convert. You know, it's, we're just not making it happen when we need to continue the drive.
Adam, with at 0-5, with all the things that have taken place, where do you tell the Jet fan that there's hope at this point? Like, where is the hope?
Well, I mean, if you watch these guys practice, you watch these guys, how they go through the week and the effort and the, and how these guys are trying to get all this stuff right and figure out a way to correct the mistakes that are made. And I mean, if you were there day in and day out and saw those guys, how they practiced last week, you wouldn't know what our record was. You know, Wednesday and Thursday, those guys, they came out and it was max effort. I mean, they were flying around, they competed. They did, the execution was really good. You know, it's Friday, not practicing Friday, kind of.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, it took the wind out of our sails a little bit, you know, I mean, but I thought they did a good job Saturday when they came in and we kind of extended the day and, you know, try to make up for all that stuff, you know, through walkthroughs and going through the practice the day before. I mean, it just, you know, I guess it's just what I see at practice, the result, it just doesn't match up.
Take a couple more.
Adam, what happened on the delay of game after the interception, what happened there, and then the decision to make the challenge, what went into that?
Wait, I couldn't hear you the first.
The delay of game after the interception?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to talk to those guys and find out what exactly happened on the delay of game.
Hey, Adam, are you at all frustrated? You sound a little exasperated.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 0-5, I mean, I'm watching these guys put the amount of time and effort and trying to do more and trying to get things fixed and, you know, go out there and, you know, we get to 17-10 and we end up losing the game. And it's frustrating for all those guys in there, you know, and, you know, we got to come back to work tomorrow. We got to pull together. We got to watch the film. We got to learn from it and we got to go out and have a good week of practice and, you know, adjust with how things are and try to find a way to win a game.
It looked like at tight end, you were trying to get, you started off with Ryan Griffin and kind of phased out Herndon there for a little bit. Did you try to shake up the rotation because Chris hasn't been playing great?
I mean, we were playing both of them. I mean, I feel like we got two guys that are definitely worthy of being starters. Just, you know, we're trying to try to mix it up and, you know, I felt like we added a lot of good stuff to Chris and there was going to be some good opportunities there. And, you know, whether ball didn't go to him or we didn't finish the play, I mean, there were some opportunities there.
Adam, two quick questions. The one is obviously you guys, Herndon had another brutal drop today. And even on the catch, he had it. It was a fumble. What's wrong with him? And then also, I know you guys talked a lot this offseason about getting Le'Veon involved a lot in the passing game. He had only one target today. I mean, why has that been a challenge to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the stuff that we actually had, you know, for him, some of the things they were doing on defense, it wasn't ideal for some of the stuff that we had up for him. So I felt like we might have been releasing him. And, they were kind of getting a safety working down to him instead of the linebacker. I mean, we liked their linebackers and him, that matchup, but they were kind of using the safeties a little bit with him. So, you know, kind of saw that, probably got away from it a little bit. That's just kind of the flow of the game. That's kind of how it felt.
And then with Herndon and the Herndon having another drop and then obviously the fumble.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one to explain because he's been so good. You know, when I've seen him at practice and in the few games that I've been with him, you know, last year when we were in the preseason, he never had any issues. And, you know, I don't know, we just got to keep working with him and figure out what's going on to where we can get him rolling.